C-3PO turned and pointed back toward the land speeder.
The Fizz! It has the land speeder!
The Fizz? Han asked. Out here?
Perhaps we brought it with us,
C-3PO suggested. An alarmed whistle sounded from above. Then R2-D2 rolled off the edge of the stump and began to drop. He would have crashed on their heads had Luke not reached out with the force and caught him. Luke lowered R2-D2 to the ground, then leaned down.
What's wrong with you, R2? You could have hurt someone.
R2 says it probably doesn't matter,
C-3PO translated.
There's a 73% chance that we're disintegrating already.
Come on. Though R2-D2 was not normally given to doomsaying, Han tried not to be shaken by his evaluation of the situation. It can't be that bad. I was just up there, and I didn't see any froth.
R2 suggests you go see for yourself,
C-3PO translated.
Though I don't think that's a very good idea. It's all over the ground.
All over the ground?
Han frowned, thinking.
Under the land speeder? Where all that fuel spilled?
Precisely. And spreading rapidly. Why, I wouldn't be surprised if the entire land speeder was engulfed by now.
Great.
Luke turned and started back toward the land speeder.
I left the tracking set in the front seat. Hold on.
Han caught him by the back of his robe.
I don't think it's going to matter.
Luke stopped but didn't turn around.
It's not?
Not if what I'm thinking is right. Han holstered his blaster and extended his hand toward C-3PO. 3PO, hand me the electrobinoculars. The droid looked down as though astonished to discover he was still holding the viewing device, then extended his arm.
Of course, Captain Solo. Though I really don't think they're a viable substitute for the tracking set. Once the hover sled passes out of your sight line, they'll be no good to you at all.
I don't think that hover sled will pass out of my sight line.
Han flipped the electrobinoculars to full power, then lifted them to his eyes and began to study the ground beneath the hover sled. Luke came to his side.
What are you looking for?
Tell you in a minute, Han said. In case I'm wrong about this, I need to make something up to keep from embarrassing myself.
A series of sharp bangs sounded as shattergun pellets began to strike the root, jarring Han so hard that the eyepieces slammed against his cheekbones.
He stopped bracing himself on the root and continued to peer through the electrobinoculars. Luke pulled his blaster and began to return fire. He must have actually hit something because the pellet impacts dwindled to almost nothing.
Han's arm started to ache from holding the electrobinoculars up, so he braced his hands back on the root and continued to watch.
He smiled in satisfaction, then backed away from the root and passed the electrobinoculars to Luke.
Take a look.
They exchanged equipment, and Han began to trade fire with the sole member of the Gorog rear guard that Luke had not already killed. After a moment, Luke said,
So that's what you were talking about. The Fizz.
Almost, Han said.
Look at what it's not on.
You mean the rocks in that old foundation? Luke asked.
And the stumps,
Han confirmed.
If it's in the ground around here, how come it's leaving all that stuff alone? How come it's only attacking our land speeder and that coolant and those fuel rods spilled around their hover sled?
Luke lowered the electrobinoculars and turned to Han.
Contamination?
Han nodded.
It only attacks what attacks Wotaba, he said. It's an environmental defense system.